Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There's a goal for somebody. Do we know who scored?
I don't know. That but light blue helmet. Oh, it's Derek. Because there's the stupid celebration with the Tiger Williams. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's Derek. Derek Kramer. Derek went full on Timo Solani shotgun and then air guitar breakdancing, I think is what just happened there.
Does anybody we work with see me covering my face after that?
Somebody's going to take him out.
Oh, my God. It's 3-2 in the beginning of the 11-day power play. I mean, I don't know. What do we say about that? Have your fun?
Sure. Yeah, we don't want to be the old guys. I don't know.
I have just turned. I'm going pro media all stars after that. I'm changing allegiances.
Shelton Bulldog on the call of probably my athletic prime. From the 11-day power play back when it was the second year of the community shift. It was 2019. It was a hilarious moment. First of all, that was just what's not said in that. It was a satisfying goal. It was bar down, crossed the goaltender's face on a 2-on-1. Me and Sneaky Joe, we were up on a 2-on-1. I rifled the shot. Total selfish hockey moment. But bar down, crossbar and in. Like, there's no better feeling in the world. And then, yeah, I went a little ham on the celebration. Why did I do that, though? Because the person who is on the West Her hotline challenged me and continues to do so every year on make the celebrations more obnoxious, Derek. And the person that I'm talking about is Mike Lesikowski, founder of the 11-Day Power Play, as that is getting ready to go on Wednesday at Harbor Center. Mike, it is a yearly tradition that apparently we play my athletic peak, but also we have you guys on to get ready for the craziest couple of weeks that you will all have downtown Buffalo.
Oh man, that never gets old. Listen to that.
It never will.
I was there. I saw it firsthand. I didn't see the goal part, but I did see the celebration part.
That one's your fault still. It's my fault. But you encouraged me, okay? I do have wholesome reasons for that. I don't feel like stating them repeatedly. Now I'm just going to let everyone guess why I do this stuff. But the 11-day power play, more importantly, Mike, it starts on Wednesday next week. Obviously, everything gets going at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, but the opening ceremony taking place on Wednesday at 6 p.m., where the top 60 fundraisers are going to be taking the ice. What's that like, knowing that you are typically amongst the top of the leaderboard on that? But yeah. What is it like being at the opening ceremonies? And also, I just want to know how it feels skating by the pyro.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. You know, Amy and her team do a great job putting it together to make it, a very nice ceremony. We raise money and we have a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs and everything, but we also put it in perspective and you kind of, all the folks and the players that have been raising money up until that point, it kind of like brings it all together. You're like, okay, let's remember why we're here. Let's honor the people that we're playing for, or, the loved ones that we lost. And then it's just a good wholesome night. You know, the as you said, the players get introduced, they go through the pyrotechnics, which is something we added the last couple of years. And then the top 60 fundraisers who do an amazing job. You know, that's a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort, and for good causes. So it's a good way to honor the people that put in the work too. So it's a really great night.
Mike, when it comes down to it, like, there are a lot of numbers that I would love to get in with you here. I just want to let the people know anything with the 11-day power play benefiting Roswell Park, Make-A-Wish Western New York, Camp Good Days, and Oshai Children's Cancer and Blood Disorder Programs, as well as the PD Fund as well. Year two, I do believe, of the PD Fund being announced, correct?
Yep. So last year we started it. We give $11,000. You know, we give, you mentioned our beneficiaries who have been our beneficiaries from the start, and they're very deserving, of course. There's so many good charities out there in the world that we decided to do a little bit something different and give $11,000 each year to another charity, you know, that's aligns with our mission. And we do that also on opening night. So we'll introduce the winner of that PD Fund also on Wednesday night. So that's another great part of the opening celebration as well.
Not to mention another one there. We mentioned it. The top 60 fundraisers will take the ice, but in between sessions for those ceremonies, there's also the Chuck a Puck. What is that for people that don't know?
Yeah. It's a fun little thing. You know, if anybody has gone to junior college games, it's often had in Europe too. You know, we put some prizes like in the middle of the ice, and you buy pucks. They're foam pucks. You buy them and it goes to the cause. And then, you know, count of three, one, two, three, everybody chucks them. And the closest to the certain prize in the ice gets whatever that prize is. And it's a lot of fun. You get, you know, a couple hundred pucks being chucked all at the same time. So it's just a little fun thing we added as part of the opening celebration.
And it allows the crowd to be involved a little more directly as well there. But they'll also hear, there's also play-by-play. If you are down at the arena for opening ceremonies, you're taking it all in. But then you'll hear some familiar voices as well talking about everything going on as the games are being played.
Yes, our good friend Dan Dunleavy, great announcer of the Sabres. He every year he's been a part, you know, for the last few years, he's really stepped up and been part of it. He's great. You know, Dan's a really great guy. To have a, you know, regular schmo like us having a professional call the game is kind of fun to listen to. Adds a little excitement to the opening night. Our buddy Jixter from 97 Rock will also be helping him. And I'm sure the wonderful and talented Alan Davis will be a part of that as well.
One of these times, I'm gonna bug you guys. Be like, when do I get a microphone to do this? But I also know that I would terrify Alan with that question. So I'll stay off to the side for now. But no, Mike, it's always great to be a part of this. I love every year being able to tell some sort of story, core memory that gets unlocked from one of these moments in the 11-day power play. But as you mentioned, it is also, there is the perspective, of course. Why did this all start in the beginning and the origin, so to say, of the 11-day power play?
Yeah, going all the way back. We, you know, Amy was a cancer survivor in 2009, and we were much younger with younger kids and everything, so we couldn't really have the energy to and time to put something together, but we knew we wanted to. Amy at one point did the Empire State Ride where she rode a bike across New York State, raised a bunch of money for Roswell. And then a few years later, my mom passed with cancer. And that's kind of when we decided that we were going to do it. And we, you know, we tell the story all the time. Some people are probably sick of hearing it, but the original event, the world record game, 40 players, was really just intended to be one event. And we raised over $1 million, went really well. Buffalo being Buffalo just accepted it. It felt really good. So after that, even though we didn't have any intentions of doing anything else, it felt like we would be doing something wrong to not continue. And then we kind of thought up the community shift 2018, as you know. So 2018 through present, we've done the community shift with a couple exceptions. And in 2021, we did another world record game, which was great. We got the Guinness record. And then the year before that was COVID, and we had to switch gears and do ball hockey at Riverworks outside because of the restrictions. So And proudly, maybe most proudly, we raised $1.1 million that year, which was pretty amazing because there was pretty much nothing else going on in the world and no other events. But ever since then, you know, the Community Shift has become our flagship event. And this year is going to be the biggest one yet. We're going to have about 3,000 players, which is more than, you know, when we first did the Community Shift, I think we had 1,100 or 1,200. And that grew, and this is going to be the biggest one yet. We added a few shifts before opening. We have a waiting list. It's been great. It's been absolutely amazing, the support that we get from the community, and can't be more thankful than we are.
Mike Leskowski here on the Wester Hotline. And Mike, you mentioned it right there, 3,000 skaters in total this year. We also know, too, that it's not just, you know, guys like Derek or people that work here who kind of like play the bar league hockey or what have you. You will get professionals and semi-professionals. It really has become this amazing event. When you look back at it from where it started to where it is now, do you ever kind of have to pinch yourself to and kind of, I guess, like even smell the roses to see what it has become?
Yeah, we're super proud, right? I think the important part is like every year we get some feedback. We send out, we talk to the players, we talk to the volunteers, we ask what could be better. We have got great support crew, we have great board of directors, and we try to, you know, every year we try to make it a little bit better. There's always a little wrinkle. We've got great merch. We've got tremendous sponsors. So, you know, which I'll mention in a minute, by the way, but, you know, just keeping it fresh, evolving it. But also, you know, the theme is keeping it in perspective of why we're doing what we're doing. It's not just a hockey game. It's not just a, this is a community effort that we're really proud of. It's not just us. It's the whole, really the whole community. We've got hundreds of volunteers. Amazing. And there's just a core group of people. You know who Nate is, you know who Amy is, you know who Sarah is. Those are three people that run this entire event, and that's pretty amazing if you think about the magnitude of what we're doing each year.
And you gave the credit there where Amy and Sarah and Nate, they do their part. But Mike, when it comes to being on the ice, you do have...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One adage, and you make sure to live by it every time. Nobody's going to escape more shifts in this thing than Mike Lesikowski.
That is true. That is true. I got 10 lined up this year. Last year I was hurting a little bit. I had a couple of nagging injuries, so I laid back. But I feel pretty good this year. I've been skating a lot. So I'm not going to play every day, but it's going to be almost every day, including...
Here it comes.
Friday, June 27th, 9 to midnight, team ankle benders.
I know that team. That's my team. That is it's probably the nicest shift that there is. I do believe that's the 69th shift of the 11-day power play, captained by me, but you were gracious enough to do that. I know you always make at least some kind of guest appearance when Team WGR plays the night before on Thursday, June 26th at 6 p.m., and that one's going to be a nice little riot as well. But yeah, no, Mike, I always know you're everywhere during the event. And you did mention, though, every year there is something different. There is a new wrinkle or there's a different theme. What makes this year for the 11-day power play, what's going to make it stand out this time around?
You know, this time around, we didn't tweak all that much this year. We've got new jerseys every year. That's just something that we do. But just, you know, the amount of players that we have this year is unique. It's up by, you know, hundreds from previous years. So there's no new formula or anything we're doing this year other than, you know, the same stuff. We got the post game interviews. We've got the closing ceremony, similar, where we've got Sabres alumni coming in to play the top fundraisers. That's always really fun too, a fun way to end it. You know, if you were to see some of the players that get to skate with Pat Coletta and Andrew Peters and Rob Ray and Eric Bolton and, you know, those guys that used to be on the Sabres and Mike Pekka, they beam when that happens, because, you know, people grow up. Some people play organized hockey, some don't. Many of the people in this event don't play organized hockey, but they raise a ton of money and they get to play with their folks that they, you know, the players that they got to watch as they grew up. So it's a really fun way to kind of close out the event. So we're going to do that again this year as well.
All right, Mike, before we let you go here, is there anything else that we were missing? You did say you wanted to plug one additional thing before we parted ways here.
Yeah, I do want to just, you know, because this most grassroots peer-to-peer type fundraising, but we do have tremendous partners, and I'd just like to name them, please. The presenting sponsor is Crawley Webb. They do all of our anything that's creative around the event, you know, the posters, the logos, everything. They just do a tremendous job. Uplifter does all the videos. You know, you see the player videos, you see the clips, amazing. Mark and Jason, just tremendous people. The Sabres and Roswell have a great partnership. Sabres donate our ice time each year. You know, it would be on the order of $100,000 or more for that amount of ice at any other rink, and that's a donation that we gratefully get from them. Our friends at Excelsior keep us healthy. The folks at Lamar put up the signage. Moog is a big sponsor who's become more and more. They've been a major sponsor for the last couple of years, thanks to a guy named George Cameron. New Era, awesome caps, and then the folks at Tops providing so much food for all the players. So those are our major sponsors. And one other one that I like to plug is Rue, who's my current employer. They've been a sponsor over the last couple of years. So we really thank them. Obviously, all the players, the 3,000 players, do a ton of work as well, but we couldn't do it without our major sponsors as well.
Mike, as always, I appreciate the time to be able to always talk about this. You know, it is something where, like, I do like to put my money where my mouth is anytime that I'm hosting, and it's around this time every year. I try to get one of you guys on here so that we bring even more awareness to this. I can't wait to take the ice myself, first with WGR on June 26th at 6 o'clock, and then you'll be right there with me again on a back-to-back the following night for shift number 69 on June 27th at 9 p.m. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, we are trying to do this for the right reasons, but at the same time, we do want people to enjoy themselves while they are there to support us and make it worth their while.
Absolutely. Can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Mike, I can't wait to see you down there, and I'm sure that I'll catch you in passing during the days of the event in its entirety. Always appreciate talking to you, and I'll see you down at Harbor Center.
All right, buddy. See you then.
All right. That's Mike Lesikowski, founder of the 11-Day Power Play, along with Amy Lesikowski. Opening ceremonies, June 18th, 6 p.m., with the top 60 fundraisers taking the ice. Again, Dan Dunleavy, Alan Davis, DJ Jixter, providing play-by-play commentary for those top 60 fundraisers. As well, there's a chuck-a-puck to try to win prizes in between those sessions. Those are hour-long skates each. 3,000 skaters in total, over $12 million raised since 2017.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable.
All for the sake of Roswell Park, mm-hmm. Make-A-Wish Western New York, Camp Good Days, and Oshai Children's Cancer and Blood Disorders Program at Oshai Children's Hospital. I'm excited. We're less than 2 weeks away from the GR skate. 13 days, as a matter of fact, exactly. Who's playing for Team WGR, do you ask? Oh, you know, I'll let you ask that, actually.
Who's playing for Team WGR?
I'm glad you asked, Zach. So, obviously, myself, Derek Kramer, I'll be skating along the likes of, well, three-fourths of the morning show. Joe DiBiase, Josh Schmidt, Owen Parker, all lacing up the skates with us with those jerseys on. TJ Luckman, as well as WBEN's Trevor Hauer, Brayton Wilson, also lacing up the skates with us there. And, you know, a couple of guys from the Fink Skate. We'll see them there.
There we go.
But we face the West New York Media All-Stars. It's captained by Jim Fink of Buffalo Business First, I do believe. But he's always an integral part of this this little rivalry between Allen and Jim Fink. Kevin Carroll, he'll end up participating. I do know that. Thank goodness that we don't see a lot of the uber-talented people from the rest of the Western New York.
Not going to get cooked this time.
No, we're not going to. We typically don't get cooked there. Owen, being in net, by the way.
That's going to be a big help. It's going to be a big help.
He played, actually, in 2018 with us in net. And that one, again, I say it, every year there's a core memory. I obviously, you know, had one from 2019. I created it myself on Tomfoolery, but still my favorite. And I wish that he was here to talk about it right now. Like, obviously, Sheldon Bulldog are coming up next, but it's Bulldog. Mm-hmm. Bulldog in 2018. It's the first year of the community shift. We play as a team for WGR and Bulldog. If you've never met Bulldog, he's a tall man.
Yeah.
Physically just imposing.
The name fits.
The name fits. Bulldog is not skating particularly fast, but there's a puck in the corner. I'm on the other wall, up at the point, trying to, you know, do my job as a winger. Bulldog comes skating into this corner. Not all that fast, but the urgency is suddenly picked up when Bulldog does this, and I have to move away from the mic just to replicate this perfectly. Bulldog skating in slowly.
Just yelling.
Zach, I could not play the rest of my shift that I was out there because I'm doubled over laughing.
Gotta get.
I look up the bench. I look up the bench. I'm like, I'm out. I can't. And Bulldog is just screaming, getting over there. And all of a sudden, this guy that's trying to dig out the puck, he's just trying to move faster now. And again, core memory sort of thing. I couldn't believe that one. And then for those that are part of the skate that I take part in every year, there was almost a 15-goal comeback in hour number three. Like, I almost was like Edmonton from last
night.
Just turning it on. Yeah, our group almost came back from 15 goals in the last hour. Josh Schmidt was a big reason for that, as he was the netminder for us in that third hour.
There you go.
So that one was hilarious.
I've never been able to attend. I have donated in the past few years. I've just never been able to attend due to my work schedule.
Yes.
It is not good to me.
When WGR is playing, for example, you're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
And sometimes Mike and Chris are down there broadcasting. Sometimes they're here. But yeah, no, you're usually just sitting in that chair on the other side of the glass while we're going out and skating.
I get updates from everybody, but yeah, yes. I have to paint the mental picture because I've never been there.
But yes, no, that clip is forever sealed in history, and may it live in infamy. And I'm proud of that. But again, the 11-day power play, like I said, June 18th. That's this Wednesday. 6 p.m. is the opening ceremonies. Be sure to catch all the action. And of course, proceeds benefit Roswell Park, Make-A-Wish Western New York, Camp Good Days, and Oshai Children's Hospital with the Cancer and Blood Disorders Program. Damn, I'm ready.
Hey, you're excited. You're ready to go. And you play a lot of shifts, though, so you are kind of prepared.
I play two.
But by the end, you're like, I'm done.
No, I play two. Cooked. I play two. That's it. I'm playing 2 days.
That's it?
Yes.
I'm a little more disappointed in you. You act like you're really tired afterwards.
No. It's the fact that it's always like back-to-back or two or three days.
Yeah.
These shifts, by the way, for those that don't know, it's 3 hours of hockey at a time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so you're playing 6 hours. Well, I mean, even
it's still no, it's a back-to-back.
The back-to-back is what's going to do it.
Look how dogged NHL teams are when they have to play a back-to-back.
That's right. That'll do it.
It is a lot of hockey. It's for a good cause, though. I also, on purpose, do not leave myself in the best of shape.
You see, that's where you're going to get hard. Go on here's some the perspective. Runs. Work on the cardio
Ready?
A little bit.
No. And here's why. Because I at least want to suffer in some form of solidarity.
You don't have to suffer. Nope. Just put yourself in a little bit better spot. Like, it's still going to hurt.
I like pushing through it because people that are affected by cancer are dealing with a lot worse. There is a reason do not stay in the best of shape.
Right.
It is because I want to fight for this. And I put myself through a fight for this because I know that what I'm going through is nothing, and that's going to push me to go through the entirety of it.
I like it.
So it's a little perspective there for you.
803-0550, the number to call. Show up in the Bulldog coming up at 3 o'clock. We did hear that clip of them to start this hour. When we come back, we'll keep going on the Stanley Cup Final as well. Also, the NFL. We talked with Matt Parrino earlier today. He mentioned Keon Coleman and some of the other second-year players that could be taking a big jump. Also, some of the rookies as well. Big ups on TJ Sanders. Actually, now the only Bills rookie yet to sign his deal. No worries there at all. This is not a Bengals situation, but just a nice note that he is the only one left, and he did pop at mandatory minicamp. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here for just about another half hour. You're listening to WGR.
I don't really get frustrated. I don't really need motivation. Self-motivated, I come here every day to work. This is a job, but to me it's a hobby and a profession. So it's something I love to do, and I don't need nobody to hit me on the back to make me go even harder. Like, I'm coming with it from the jump.
Buffalo Bills second-year wide receiver, Keon Coleman, with the media. He had some interesting quotes this week at Mandatory Minicamp. Only spoke once in the media, only for about 5 minutes, Derek, but he... The man holds himself to very high standard, and it has led me to being very excited for him. I have been really all off season because there was moments last year, and it was a string of games. We talked about Matt Parrino today. We've talked about it with Sal Capaccio. It seemed like he was getting there, and that Seattle game is really the one that I look at, where it was just like, okay, he maybe has somewhat figured it out, and now we're in for a ride here. As again, I didn't imagine
All he's got to do really is solve the consistency.
Yep.
Because you have the Seattle game, but then, like, for example, the Miami game, he drops a slant pass that looks like it might go for at minimum first down, might go for a touchdown because you were in the red zone, and it's picked off.
Yes.
But then that Miami game, of course, we did see him play well throughout the rest of it. But then Jordan Poyer with a hit that was penalized and quite frankly, kind of cheap. Thanks, Jordan. Really appreciate that. But
really love that, bud.
Yeah,
thanks.
Really, really love that. But no, I think that if he just makes the easy catches easier and more consistently, you're going to have a good receiver on your hands. Because a lot of times last year, he was making difficult catches and making some like awe-inspiring plays. The Jets game, where he climbs a ladder. Allen is throwing across his body, across half the field, and Keon Coleman is the one that goes up, gets it, and brings it down.
Well, and that's a sign of a lot of the number one receivers in this league now, where you kind of need to be a guy that, that you don't just run your route and then – I don't want to say stop. None of these guys stop. But once you finish your route, you've got to find where the quarterback is and come back to them. And so that was something that is exciting to see, that you do see from a lot of number ones in the league, that is that constant, that symbiotic relationship between you and the quarterback of going back to the ball and stuff like that. That is something Allen does a lot. And him and actually Dawson Knox had that connection a number of years ago when Knox, I think, had like 8 touchdowns or something like that, mm-hmm. 8 or 9 touchdowns. That was a big part of it that year, of just Knox knowing when to bail and turn up field and Allen was going to go find him. Or vice versa, knowing to cut back in to Allen to be, you know, kind of that safety valve receiver. I'd like to see Keon maybe become kind of like that guy, because Shakir is not necessarily somebody that's going to break off his route and run deep or anything like that. Coleman, though, could be that guy. That's the big play element there, and that Jets touchdown is maybe perfect for that, because Allen's running around. It may have kind of, I think for a lot of us at the time, solidified, okay, cool, MVP done, get him out. Get him out, done. He put up some numbers, Shakir, we can get him out.
Shakir, I think it's more of Shakir tries to find the open spots that are going to be like the most beneficial, but then he's not really going to move from there. He'll float a little bit, but he'll find them sometimes too. The Baltimore game, the Bills actually threatened in the regular season game. They might have threatened to actually show up and make it a game again. It was because of Shakir. He did that thing. He read Allen in the situation, and then he makes a stupid good catch. But yeah, Shakir is the guy that he'll find the chains. He'll make sure, like, we've got this play. It's here, and I'm here for that. Coleman's the one that I think, like, I'll go vertical for this. I'll go further down the field. Let's have some fun. And with Knox, you mentioned Knox, and I think the first play that I thought of was the perfect playoff game, where Jim Nance on the call says Allen's throwing it away, and Dawson Knox is in an area where only he is going to catch this thing, and he does.
He is a player. The tight end room in general, because Kincaid absolutely as well. I don't know where to go with any of them. I really don't. There was that season, 2021, when Knox has 9 touchdowns. He starts that year off on a tear. Just he's constantly getting open. He's not this volume target guy. It's not going to be 9-10 targets and 6-7 catches, but it was 4 catches, 2 catches, 4 catches, 5 catches, 3 catches, 3 catches, and in there, 1 touchdown, 1 touchdown, 2 touchdowns, 1 touchdown. He was just on a nice, just easy trajectory. It felt like, okay, he's taking his step forward. Here we go. And it doesn't necessarily happen. And now with Kincaid, it's sort of the same thing of like he had a great rookie year, broke a lot of Bills records for tight ends, second year dealing with injuries and kind of not on the same page with Allen. I'm still waiting for Kincaid to pop. And in a certain extent, because we're going into year 3, I have sort of moved a lot of my chips over to Coleman, because Coleman's going to year 2. And I already feel like I've seen bigger games from Coleman. And he's a wide receiver to a tight end.
Yeah,
I know it's not apples to oranges, but in terms of, I still don't have that Dalton Kincaid game that I can look to and go, boom, that's it. I have a college game against USC, but I bring up all the time the Keon Coleman Seattle game. It's just, it felt like everything was working for him. Him and Allen were in perfect lockstep. They tried the jump balls. One was, it just missed. Okay, we're going to try it again, and it works. He draws penalties. The nasty block that Sal brought up the other day. He kind of just did everything. I have not had that game yet with Dalton Kincaid. And part of me is why I've in a way, kind of easily moved off of him. I don't have that linchpin moment that I can just hang my hat on and go, just get me to that. Get me to that more consistently. It doesn't have to be those exact numbers, but get me to that more consistently. Where with Coleman, I have that. I mentioned the Seattle game, 7 targets, 5 catches, 70 yards, and a touchdown. He doesn't have to hit that every single time, but if he gets darn close to that for an entire season, we're looking at a guy who last year finished with 29 catches, 556 yards, and 4 touchdowns. I mentioned if you double that, you know, we're at 1,000 yards. I don't imagine he will, but let's say he gets to 55 catches and about 800 yards and like 7 touchdowns. I think most of us would be pretty happy with that, especially if Khalil Shakir is still leading the way in targets and is a really good safety valve receiver. If Josh Palmer or Elijah Moore, if not both, really become those quick hit targets that they're the guys that get open, they're much more twitchy wide receivers compared to Keon Coleman. They're much more of the route run finesse specialists. are we having any issues as we go into the 26th draft in terms of the wide receiver room? I'd argue no. But you do need to see that jump up from Coleman. And I think it's more likely in his second year than Kincaid in his third year. I wish I was wrong. I wish there was that moment for me with Kincaid that isn't just the underlying numbers. But when that's all I have, it's tough for me. It's tough for me to really buy into it. Because I have not seen it on the field yet.
And there's a lot to it, of a little bit of the new.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wants there, but I do believe that there is also it's a skill set thing. That's why I was always annoyed when Kincaid being drafted is like, oh, but he's like a receiver.
Right.
No, he's a tight end.
He's a tight end.
Like, don't try to sell me something different on this.
It's also bad. Like, guys, don't do that. It's going to cost you more money if he hits.
But also,
Mike Gesicki comes to mind.
No, I'm just
don't bring
about,
it up.
I'm just thinking about don't gaslight me and that sort of
well,
thing.
Well, that, you know? Too.
Like,
that, yeah.
Like, that's all it is. Like, don't tell me what it is not. Just tell me what it is. You drafted a tight end, but we think that we need him. That's fine. No, like, that's why I always hated that little narrative created for Kincaid, because then it's going to heighten those expectations as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Mark is up first. Mark, how are we doing today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I just wanted to I have two comments just real quick. I don't care about the Seahawks game and Keon Coleman. The Seahawks stink. I mean, he had a good game, but that's not what I want to hang my hat on the guy to say that, you know, I'm kind of sick of these. What I'm trying to say is at Arrowhead in the AFC Championship game, I want Kincaid to take over. I want Coleman to take. I want our guys, because Kelce has owned us in those big games. Chris Jones has owned us, you know, in these big games. We need someone on defense to step up and our offense to step up and take over these games. And you know what? This goes to Sean McDermott, too. He has to win these big games for us. But my point in calling is I want to know what you guys thought about franchise quarterbacks, specifically, obviously, Josh Allen. How much say does Josh Allen have in this James Cook contract? If he goes to Brandon Bean and says, you know, Brandon, James Cook is my guy. We need to sign him at all costs. And tomorrow, I bet James Cook is signed for $15 million a year, whatever he wants. But, yeah, I'm going to have to listen to you guys. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Mark, thanks for the call. I get that point, too, and there's always been that feeling that franchise quarterbacks are essentially a front office member at times, especially in the modern era. We do know Ben Roethlisberger was big in the front office. Peyton Manning basically was his own offensive coordinator. Aaron Rodgers, maybe most famously.
Infamously
is very much involved in the front office. Allen will typically make jokes and or just make comments like he was a big Dalton Kincaid guy. He liked Keon Coleman. He even mentioned this week, talking about James Cook, he wants to see everyone get paid. But to that, I think Allen kind of just lets people in the front office kind of do their thing. I just, based off my read of his personality, I don't think he is someone that wants to step on anyone's toes and get, quote unquote, involved in a part of the organization he's not a part of. I think Allen kind of just wants to play football.
Yeah.
And if the Bills pay James Cook, great. But Allen has also given a ton of praise to Ray Davis and specifically Ty Johnson. He openly calls Ty Johnson, he thinks, the best third down running back in the game.
And you know what it all ties into? Josh Allen wants these players to succeed. He wants the right environment there, so he's going to provide it. He wants these players to succeed. What's the best way to do that? Well, your leader is openly encouraging you in the public all the time, no matter who it is. It doesn't sound like it's he's going to make demands type of thing. I think you're right about that. Is he asked? Maybe.
That's where I think it, for me, is if the Bills were, let's use James Cook as an argument. If the Bills were preparing to like, hey, we're probably not going to offer him what he wants. He's going to hit the open market. I could imagine Bean or McDermott giving Allen a call and being like, hey, are you okay with this? Or like, do we need to, like, it's going to happen, but are you okay with this?
Yeah. Or more or less like, hey, maybe we're going to kick the tires on this person. How would you feel about this guy?
Yeah. I think that's a bigger part of it.
But I don't know how often that would be. But I, like, again, Allen doesn't seem like the type that is, that's overly involved as a quarterback.
I would even say just confrontational.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants involved. Yeah. I don't think he wants to put himself in a spot where him and the front office could end up butting heads. And that's usually how it happens. If all of a sudden, as a player, you want to put your takes in on what players should be drafted, free agency, what have you, I think it's when it can happen. Again, he has joked, though, that he has put in his two cents for drafts. And I'd argue he should stop. I have not loved the offensive draft pieces that the Bills have drafted. I'm absolutely more than happy to be wrong on that. Just on draft day, I was not the biggest Dalton Kincaid guy. I liked Michael Mayer more, and I thought that was actually who they draft. And Keon was not the receiver I wanted. I wanted Adonai Mitchell. I wasn't even a Worthy guy. I was a Mitchell guy.
I honestly think, like you mentioned the Bills and their drafting, now I'm thinking about it, I don't think Allen gets asked much at all.
Well, especially Brandon Bean absolutely lies to the public when they're like, yeah, Allen does all these mock drafts. There's not a shot. There's no.
No, it's just like the quarterback's online.
I don't even know how online he is. I think enough.
The man makes enough jokes to know that like he's somewhere.
But
he at least understands internet culture. The guy calls himself a meme lord.
I don't disagree. He's still a guy in his mid-20s.
The quarterback that we watch on Sundays and sometimes in prime time on weekdays calls himself a meme lord.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, like he is online, but I don't think he's –
You have to be online enough to say that.
I think there's enough to where, yeah, I think the organization, Bean, maybe more specifically asks him, hey, how do you feel about these guys? And that's kind of about it.
And then he probably will just be like, Allen carries an attitude to me that says, I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah.
Put together the team that we think is going to win, and I'm going to do my best to make sure that they do.
And we'll go from there. And, Mark, on your other point about not hanging your hat, wanting guys that dominate games, I'm right there with you. The problem is, and it's specifically because you brought up Travis Kelce, this is how we got in trouble with Kincaid, too, was hoping he'd be, quote-unquote, the Bills version of Travis Kelce. That might be the best tight end of all time.
Right.
Mahomes and Kelce connection is, I would say at this point, and this is not recency bias, it's probably a top three connection in NFL history. And so while, yes, they work and they are amazing, it's because they're both Hall of Fame talents. That's been my one big issue and why I bring up they've got to start hitting doubles and home runs in these drafts. They haven't had those guys. Even Stephon Diggs, who was an A-plus for them in the playoffs, was not their best contributor. And that's been a thing for a while. I think Eric Eager was the one that pointed this out a few years ago. Usually your wide receiver two is really a big need in the playoffs. Wide receiver one often takes a step back because it's stop him, we've got a shot here.
I also don't know why we're dismissing a game against a 10-win opponent last year.
Yeah, I don't really they're a long defense. Tariq Woolen's really good. He was great against that team. They were 10 wins. They're probably not going to be as good this year. Their offensive line's horrendous, and Sam Darnold's bad with a good O-line. He needs a great one to be really successful, and we saw in the playoffs. But as a matter of fact,
the Bills were the only team in the AFC to beat Seattle last year. I don't know why. They're facing the AFC East. Let's call that what that is. But we don't need to just dismiss when a player has a good game.
Because it's not in the playoffs.
When we're looking at hope. That's the other thing about this. If I go ahead and say, it doesn't matter because he didn't have a great season. No. We can live in misery with no matter what we take in. Do not let your entertainment, do not let the escapism become your misery. That's something that I definitely want to make sure that I try to avoid at all costs. And I know it's easier in our profession to highlight the negatives than the positives. But I'm not going to go ahead and dismiss it if someone thinks that you could point to a certain game as a certain framework of, if I can get this more often, if I can get a signature game from somebody, and this is a signature game, this is what I'm going to point out. I don't need anyone poo-pooing on it going, no, it's not important because it's not the playoffs. Last I checked, you need to win games to make the playoffs any dang way. Seattle won 10 games.
Yeah, they won 10 games.
They didn't make the playoffs. As a matter of fact, you can look at the Keon Coleman game and think, oh, if Seattle had that, they'd probably make the playoffs and win the NFC West.
It's a good game. I like when the Bills play Seattle, by the way. They usually smoke them. And it's a good...
Except for when they play in Toronto.
It is a good uniform aesthetic as well. I will say, though, and I want to bring this up after a quick timeout here before we get Chilton Bulldog ready at 3 o'clock. I think Mark's call, though, points to where a lot of Bills fans are at this point in this era. It's not Super Bowl or bust. I know a lot of people don't like that, but there is that feeling of you got to get one done soon because, yeah, the regular season is losing some meaning to a lot of fans. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here until 3 o'clock. This is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. A quick final segment is to get you ready for Shope and the Bulldog coming up at the top of the hour. We have been getting connected to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I think the caller, Mark, in the last segment, I think was onto something with where a lot of the fan base might be at this point. I think while 99% of us are enjoying this run and thankful for this run, especially the younger group of fans like myself, who most of our lives was the drought, there is that sense now of, bleeper, get off the pot. In terms of, okay, I love all the regular season numbers. I love that you're one of the winningest teams ever. And Baltimore can say the same thing with Lamar.
A lot of teams can say this about all of their franchises except for one team in Kansas City.
But it has gotten to that point of, I can understand not really caring what a guy does in the regular season if, and this was Coleman's thing too, in the playoffs last year, he had 3 total catches on 8 targets for 22 yards. And against Kansas City, he had 4 targets, 1 catch, 12 yards.
I get the misery on it, but like, there is something to it. It's a dangerous mindset, really. It allows you to not really enjoy anything that's going on at that point anymore, or even allow you to have hope that they will win in the playoffs. Like, that's where the next step is at that point. You're just already into despair without a single snap being played for the season.
It doesn't help when you keep losing to the same team in the playoffs.
Do not get me wrong. There is a Chiefs problem.
Mm-hmm.
But there needs to be hope because that's what brings us all back at the end of the day.
We will see. I love their roster this year. I don't really love Kansas City's, but we will see. We're on a 5-week break now at this point, or 5 or 6 week break now as we get ready for training camp. That's going to do it for Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. Coming up after a quick timeout, Shope and the Bulldog on this Friday. Here's WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.